what's the latest?
Yeah, it's been one thing after another throughout the day today, starting with what has certainly gotten the most attention over the past couple of days, people asking about the death of the student at Hinton James. And we didn't get a ton of new information today, which we weren't expecting a lot in the release of the incident report. But as it was released, there was the little bit of new information saying that the investigation was into a death by hanging, which, mm-hmm. Of course, is incredibly unfortunate and a tragic scenario there. It tells a little bit about, we're kind of reading between the lines. You could kind of pick up on kind of the tone of how things were worded in the Alert Carolina message, saying that police were investigating a death, but there was at no time any threat to the Hinton James or greater campus community, mm-hmm. That counseling services and things like that were being made available to the campus as a whole, but
and no
specifically
sign of foul play.
Yeah,
and,
so
as well, yeah.
No suspicious circumstances, yeah, things mm-hmm. like that. So, unfortunately, we did get a little more information on that today. Still waiting to see what else may be released regarding the robbery that happened around just before 10 o'clock, I believe mm-hmm. it was last night, near the old well over on Cameron Avenue. A female reported that she was with her friend when a suspect approached them. A report that we got last night in the Alert Carolina message said that she was assaulted, and then the suspect took items from her and fled toward Franklin Street. A little bit more information that we got today from that incident report says that the suspect tackled the victim, ended up strangling to some extent with his hands, not using other items there, but with his hands, and then taking a purse and fleeing the scene there. So no word on extent of any injuries that were sustained in that, but certainly a bit of a traumatic experience there. Police still looking for the suspect in that case. You can get the description at chapelboro.com.
And we're being kind
of information.
Hesitant about using the phrase strangulation there, just because that calls up a particular image, but
yeah.
It's a much broader legal category than
right.
that, right?
Whenever,
when it shows up on a police report.
Yeah, whenever police are talking about that, it's kind of like, I always try to make these parallels, but like kidnapping charges, mm-hmm. you think of kidnapping and, you know, you can get to the, throw somebody in the trunk and you drive
right.
off. Right,
but if someone like grabs someone by the arm and pulls them
yeah,
across
you,
the
room.
Or
if you
room,
like,
yeah.
yeah, if you shut the door and say you can't leave mm-hmm. while we have the, you know, that's technically kidnapping
right.
law enforcement sense of it. So, but that's the way it was worded on the police report. So that's what we know as of right now, and they are still looking for a suspect in that case.
Yep. And again, suspect info on our website, chapelboro.com. And if you have any information on that, contact UNC police, or you can also call 911. Mm-hmm. Speaking with news director Blake Hodge, following those two serious stories on campus, also following sort of turning attention to business news. We've got a couple developments on
yeah.
that today as well.
Weaver Street Market is branching out of Orange County for the first time with a new location. They are going to be part of the Dillon, which is a mixed-use project that is being redeveloped right now in the Warehouse District in downtown Raleigh. Mm-hmm. So they've got, of course, the Carborough location, which is the
flagship. Yeah.
I couldn't find that word for a second. but, of course, expanding to Hillsboro, a very popular location up there in downtown Hillsboro, also in Southern Village mm-hmm. in Chapel Hill. So this is the first kind of reach across the county lines there, skipping right over Durham and going into Wake County.
Yep.
The co-op is obviously got a lot of popularity and a big following around this area. So they sound like they are very excited to take another step there and be part of a new development there. It'll be on Hargett Street. One side of it at least will be bordering Hargett Street there. So they'll have a lot of the same things, it sounds like, in terms of the shopping options and then also some dining space there and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. That'll be late summer of next year because,
yeah.
again, this is part of a kind of a redevelopment of an area. Mm. Just for context, as we have discussions about building height and things, obviously Raleigh is a different animal, but this is an 18-story mixed-use development that's going to have Weaver Street on the ground floor.
This
there.
Isn't the one that had the fire, was it?
No.
Okay, that was a different
I think,
building, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is, this one is That's kind of Glenwood South-ish, the one that was on fire.
But also kind of west of downtown.
Correct. Yeah, and this is very downtown. So excited to see how that goes. And they certainly seem to be excited from all fronts to have, from the Weaver Street perspective, to be there. But also the Kane Realty Group and the other pieces that are financing the project there expressed all of their excitement in a press release this morning. So see how all those things develop moving forward, again, shooting for late summer of next year.
How do you express excitement in a press release? Is it just lots of exclamation points and like boldface type and italics and underlines and
emojis,
asterisks
everywhere
and whatnot? Yeah.
New development emojis in press releases.
Weaver Street is going to be moving to Raleigh, (right).
Exactly. You got it. Now you're a media relations specialist.
Okay, good. All right. So that's the good news about a local business.
Yes. Not
so great news for another one, though, which is Twig.
Twig over in Village Plaza.
Village Plaza, yeah.
Next to Whole Foods is closing. They're having a retirement sale is how it's being positioned here, but this is kind of the same vein, it sounds like, of the Grimble Jewelers closing of the Regency, the company that owns the land there, the shopping center there, where Whole Foods is up on Elliott Road, is looking to reconfigure, redevelop a little bit, and kind of just get new tenants in, it sounds like, probably at much higher rates to fill out that shopping center. So Grimble
Jewelers
is having
new tenants, or I've also heard reports to the effect that
there's a lot of rumors, and depending on how far you want to chase those rumors, that it could be expanding Whole Foods or things like that.
Or
that would be
bringing in new tenants.
Yeah, that would be a very long-term project.
Right,
and
right.
They're not going to kick people. I'm using kick people. They're not going to increase rates where people leave and then leave them empty for the years-long process that would take. So I imagine that you'll see new people in there and see how some of that other negotiation and process goes behind the scenes. But they are definitely looking to do some sprucing up over there in terms of the buildings and things, just as Ram Realty is on the other side of the Berkshire, closer to Fordham Boulevard on that side of the shopping center there. So Twig is having a retirement sale. The owner there has put a call out for other local business entrepreneurs if they would like to purchase Twig, and you know, the branding, the kind of the contracts and materials.
Buy the business and move it to a new space, and then you can stay open. It just won't be Sean Sloan doing it.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, he is retiring, saying that he is taking a step back from retail there. So this is kind of what we are expecting to see more of in Village Plaza overall, because we certainly do expect kind of a rejuvenation of that area. And I'm using these words. I'm not by any means trying to say that, you know, anything about the businesses that were in place there. That's just the sense that we're getting from what we have seen going on with Regency and everything else, and knowing that everything is kind of up for grabs in the Blue Hill District now, as people are looking at ways to take out some things that have been there for a little while and put a new touch on it.
So how much of this, and you may not know the answer to this one, but how much of this has to do with the fact that that area is being redeveloped already, and how much of it is just Regency making a specific decision about the Village Plaza? Like, we had when the Grimble Jewelers story came out, we had this immediate sort of reaction of people saying, well, here's another business, another local business going out, and as this ongoing thing with Ephesus Fordham continues. But is this really to do with that, or is it just another business development that happens to be taking place in the same location?
I don't know. I think it would be
if the
a
Berkshire
little bit
didn't exist, would Twig and Grimble Jewelers still, or are they just separate things happening on the same road?
I don't
road?
Think it's specific to the Berkshire as a singular project. Maybe the overall feel of getting the form-based code taken care of, and having some other projects already kind of started. You know, we've saw some things happening with Eastgate in terms of some redevelopment there on a little bit smaller scale, maybe. But I mean, we had the same type of conversation whenever
and Rams
the service
Plaza,
station,
for that matter.
Yeah, the service, station, the service station closed at Eastgate there.
Oh, that service station.
Which is now
station.
A Chipotle.
Yep.
So, you know, it is what it is kind of. But, over Rams Plaza, doing the same thing, putting in a couple of new things there. The Bailey's closed, and that's been turning over. So it's not something that is that we're not seeing more of. So I think it would be specific if you wanted to try to pin it specifically on the Berkshire. I think you would have to have a specific kind of...
Yeah, well, I'm being a little bit facetious about the Berkshire.
Right. But
everyone's sort of targeting their ire on that building. Yeah. But I forgot about the service station. I hear they had better queso there than Chipotle, too.
I may not
be kidding. There's probably someone in Chapel Hill. Oh, yeah, I had the queso there. It was great.
It was great. They used to do that in the back. It was awesome. So I think that the overall kind of momentum for the Blue Hill District, the Ipsos Fordham District, is contributing to that. I think it would be naive to think that it's not part of Regency's thinking there. Whenever you've got other things happening in the district, I think they're just seeing it as an opportunity to do some improvements on their building and see if they can redesign, redevelop, or attract new tenants there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll see a lot more of it, to be honest.
All right. We'll keep following all of that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.